Welcome to the Conscious Investor. Let's get started.
Welcome back. This is going to be such a different episode than most Conscious Investor podcast episodes, especially the Mindset Edition, because I happen to be traveling as I am recording this particular episode. So if you're watching over the YouTube channel, no green screen, it's just this really cool hotel room, which, by the way, shout out to Moxie, which is part of the Marriott brand and super fun, very, very fun hotel to stay at. Interesting accommodations. I like that they have this interesting desk here. lots of ums, because really the nature of this trip from the genesis of planning it has just been jumping through hoops and over hurdles and, you know, already just running a gauntlet. And it's really interesting what we choose to do in our life when things get difficult, or when the path is unclear, or when we start doubting ourselves. There are so many different things that are taking place. And a lot of times we just want to quit or hide or run or stay, right? And so that's what I want to share with you today. I actually just want to bring you on this real life journey with me and share with you just some of the obstacles that I've faced. And this is one of those reasons why, as we look for people to link arms with, either as coaches or investing partners or friends or whatever it is that we're receiving into our life, if only an influence, we want to see, like, how are you handling the trial by fire? and quite frankly, it's been a bit of a trial by fire. Obviously, nothing bad. Because here's my situation at the, or here's my thinking on that, is that at the end of the day, if we are, you've heard me say this before, if at the end of the day, I lie in bed, one, or I lie down, I don't know, might not be a bed, might be a sleeping bag or something, right? I've slept on airport floors. So I guess it could not even be a sleeping bag. It could be all sorts of things, right? But if you were able to lay and go to rest, the psalmist in the Bible, David, you know, I mean, he's just be lay me down in the green pastures. Like, hey, if I can just lay and rest and know God loves me and my heart's still beating, hey, the day's a win, right? Everything else is icing on the cake. So I'm here in Columbus, Ohio right now, where I'm recording this, and we're looking at acquiring this really cool mixed use apartment building. And I'm really excited about it. And once we've been negotiating this for a really long time. So let me back up a little bit. And I want to encourage you, if you're not investing, this transcends investing, because everyone has a story of perseverance and everyone has a story where they have to wait in their life. Last year, I linked arm with some partners and we just decided we're investing in Columbus, Ohio. And that was the mission and focus of that particular partnership. It took us an entire year of tenacious work to finally have an letter of intent, which is in normal words, that's kind of the offer, right? Took an entire year to have an offer accepted. It took 2 months of negotiating and being patient. It took, throughout that year, we had written LOIs and we came up first place loser, and it was really discouraging. But we didn't stop and we didn't quit. We just kept going and said, okay, what are we going to do? How are we going to, you know, where are we headed? What do we want? So when we received the word that our offer was accepted, there's a very fast timeline, which means grab a flight, grab your hotel room, get going. You've got to get on site. You've got to do your inspections and all sorts of things. Now, we all know, listeners who've been listening for a while, that I live in very far north Idaho on the Canadian border, which means traveling is challenging. Now, you've often heard me say, live where you want to live, invest where it makes sense. And you all know from listening, I love, 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 love where I live. Oh gosh, I, quite frankly, it's getting put to the test, because I've been traveling more and having the hurdles that traveling creates. So I woke up really early, not too much earlier than normal, I suppose. It was like 3:30 in the morning. I usually wake up around 4. So I woke up, got ready, and headed out to the airport at 4:15 in the morning at a flight that was going to leave at 7:30, needed to get myself down to Spokane, Washington. It was all great. But the night before, and kind of the days leading up to leaving, I was actually really sad. I was excited about everything taking place, but I actually just wanted to hang out with my family and be with my kids and be present. I wasn't expecting this particular trip to take place when it did. And so, and I was, you know, gone at the very beginning of December. And so it's just like, oh, I feel like I've been gone and we had the busy holidays. I just want to be with my people. But these things need to take place. You got to get out there and do your inspections. So anyway, hop on the plane after working through those emotions and having a lot of extra snuggles, went down and I'm getting to the airport. Mind you, iciest time ever. We've never had severe ice situations in North Idaho. 6 winters in, and this is the first time our sheets of ice, like the roads are just icy. And so, you know, you had to be far more careful in your driving. Once I got onto main roads, it was fine. But not everybody felt comfortable on the roads that were literally perfectly clear at this point, because they're well-traveled. And so they're like going pokey, slow, and you're like, they're looking at the clock and having that panic set in. And then I decided, no, I am going to trust. This is going to work out. It's going to be fine. I will not miss my flight. I get to the airport, tuck my car away in the parking lot, head to the airline, which I happened to choose a new airline for the first time in a very long time. And I thought, you know, I mean, I'm just going to try this other airline just to see if maybe I have less travel hiccups. Right out of the gate, I go to, you know, check in and to, you know, pull up the information on my phone so I can have the QR code to scan, and it says flight canceled. Like, oh no. Like everything, right? Everything hinges on me flying and getting out there. So I was super bummed. But they were able to get me on a flight. But that flight was going to put me landing at 10:30 at night instead of 5:30 at night. And that was bumming me out. Super bumming me out. So I thought, okay, I have this entire morning period. So I'm gonna take advantage of it. And in my mind, I let myself let the frustrations out, the disappointment out, and had to recalibrate. Okay. And we all have to do this. We all have these curveballs that are thrown at us in our life. And you're just like, oh my gosh. We just have to do that. We have to take a deep breath in and let it out, right? We just have to let everything go and release it. And so I decided I'm just going to hop back in my car. I'm going to go into Coeur d'Alene. I prefer Idaho in my life over Washington. So I drove into Coeur d'Alene, got to go to my favorite swanky coffee shop, who fantastic espressos. Their vanilla lattes are off like through the roof, amazing, creamy, delicious, the right balance of like rich coffee with that sweetness. Perfect. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go there. I stopped at my favorite little bakery, spoke with the owner, who's just like the kindest person. If you're ever in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, you got to stop by Whoops, say hi to Shelly. It's like the cutest bakery ever, and everything is from scratch, legit. So there's my shout out to amazing. Actually, you can order them online as well. So I stopped in, got a macaron, got an almond croissant, spoke with her and one of the really cool employees for a little bit, took off, went to the coffee shop, and just started diving into work. I'm like, well, okay, this is, I wasn't intending to work during this part of my day, but now I can. And it actually opened doors to be able to communicate with some people that I really needed to touch base with. So that worked out really well, right? So I'm finding, making the lemonade. I had to call and make arrangements, my rental car. Well, guess what? They're going to be closed when I get there. So my car, I have to like completely reconfigure this rental car situation and hope for a reimbursement. And I sat on hold, and worked through this car situation, and guess what? It worked out. And that's what I kept telling myself the entire time. All things work out. All things work out. I know that when God has me on a path, all things work out. And he might not share my belief system, but we can all still hold true to all things will work out. And sometimes we lose sight of that. And when we lose sight of that, we lose sight of hope. And when we lose sight of hope, well, that's when the ship starts to sink, right? So we have to hold on to hope. And we always have to look for what is going to come of this. Well, by nature of my flight being delayed, my being able to go to Coeur d'Alene, my rental car situation turned out okay. They reimbursed me. I was able to find a cooler, better car for the same price with a better company, which is super cool. I also met, right? I got to see some people that I know down in Coeur d'Alene and support their business. Apparently I passed along a really great idea also. She's like, that's a great idea. And it had to do with business owners collaborating and such. It was really cool. And then I also met a new person at the coffee shop, which is super cool. And so being open to meeting new people, it's not often I meet investors in North Idaho. I met somebody who does a form of investment that I'm very interested in, note holding, which is something that I've spoken about on this before. And you can go back to the episode with Alex Brashears, because she speaks on private money lending, which is very similar. So here's the thing, all sorts of lemonade. But it didn't stop there. I was still being tested, because our desires and our determination to stick to our purpose, our path, our calling is always going to be tested. And we shouldn't run away from it. If you haven't read The Alchemist, I've referenced that book, but it speaks to this. It's a fable story. It's fantastic. And it speaks to this concept of, like, you will be tested, but are you going to stick to what you are called to do, or are you going to stop? I managed to board my first flight, no problem, no hiccups on the flight. In fact, on that flight, the two people beside me had never tried a Stroop waffle. Maybe you haven't tried a Stroop waffle. You should definitely find one, try one. So I asked the flight attendant, and I said, hey, they haven't tried Stroop waffle, which was a snack I chose, and they chose pretzels. And I said, do you have any extra Stroop waffles? Because they have never had one, and they need to try one. You know what she did? She said, I don't think we do, but I will check. She comes back a little while later with a stack of Stroop waffles. She hands two to the woman beside me, two to me, and two to the gentleman beside me. They tried the Stroop waffles. They fell in love as well. Okay. I know that that is silly, but hear me on this. When we choose to stick to purpose, path, calling, when we persevere, and we're still looking out for others, really cool things happen. And that blessing ends up coming back to us as well. All right. So we find that our flight is landing late. And that's really detrimental when you have a connecting flight that you have to you have to make. And there is a short window of opportunity to get to your flight. My heart started to race. I started to panic. I start verbally processing aloud with the kind people around me. And I literally said, I'm so sorry. I need to stop. I'm just trying to figure this out. And I just need to close my mouth. They were patient. And that was very generous, in my opinion. But it turns out that at the end of the flight, because there were, I think, eight different flights that were connecting up, and we're all going to be significantly impacted by this delay. I've missed flights. I don't know if you've missed a flight, but it was horrific. It was in the Denver airport. I was coming back from a writer's retreat, and you can get turned around in the Denver airport. I went to the restroom. I went to what I thought was my gate. So excited to be home. And I should have looked up. I was just tired and I just wanted to get home. Assumed I was in the right spot. And next thing you know, they said boarding for, I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And I was on the phone with my husband and kids. And I'm like, whoa, I'm in the wrong spot. I got to go. And I had missed my flight just by like just a moment. Okay. Missing flights is not fun. And I didn't want to miss my flight, especially because I had business and meetings to be at the next day. So my heart's racing a little bit because I don't want that discomfort of missing a flight because I have a really important meeting the next day. And I'm having to constantly calm myself down. Faith, my faith really helps me significantly with that. It happens that I was also reading and finished the book, Stillness is the Key by Ryan Holiday, while I was on this flight. Fairly ironic, right? That I'd be reading a book of that nature and having like such a practical way to apply the principles of that book. Turns out I made my flight. I don't know if the other people made their flights. Somebody had to go to Concourse A at the Denver airport. And if you're listening, you know, if you're in the B turn, you know, like Concourse B, and you've got to get to A and hop on the trolley and your flight is already boarding, your ship probably sailed. But what was really cool about that is that people who were, that was where they were getting off, they stayed seated and they were really generous with that. And it was really cool because the gentleman beside me, he's like, don't worry, I'm going to stand up and I'm just going to block everything so that you can stand up and get your bag and get going, which is like the sweetest kind of thing ever, right? Like he was rallying. He's like, I'm on your team. We're going to help you out. And so he helped me out. And this woman across the way, we're standing, you know, we stood up and she was cool. She was like so calm, cool, collected. This is something I am striving to cultivate more of in my life, right? And she's like, it's going to work out. She said it with such steadfastness. It was extraordinary. I said, I know it is, but it's so uncomfortable in this moment. And she's like, it's going to work out. It's going to be okay. So I hop off the plane. The people in front, I'm saying thank you to the people that are seated. I don't know if they understand the gift they gave so many people. I bolt to my next gate, but I received another act of kindness from someone along the way. And that was this gentleman, as I am like standing, as I get off, I realize I just need to go and alert somebody to let them know that works here so that they can make a phone call to my gate to say she's coming. Because if they know I'm coming, they might just wait. And I interrupt a conversation, which I interrupt podcast interviews. I don't in general go and interrupt people or cut to the front of line. But there's one gentleman there talking to the flight crew. And I just said, hey, I need you to. And he's like, excuse me, you can't cross this line. I didn't cross any lines, I promise. He's like, you can't go any further. And I'm working with this customer right now. And I said, I'm going to miss my flight. I need your help. And the other customer stood up for me. He's like, no, it's fine. I said, are you going to miss a flight? Are you okay? And he's like, no, I'm fine. And he told the man, he's like, you help her. Like, and it was so cool to see, like, in this world right now, there's so many people that think that the world is just so full of hate and frustration, and that along this entire time, sorry, you're watching, I'm like getting all teary eyed. It's so important that we realize that there are so many people that want to support and help each other out, but sometimes they don't know how. And we have to communicate to people, this is my need. We have to have the humility and also the brassiness sometimes to step up and say, help, help, I need this. Please help me. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to ask for the help? A lot of us are willing to give the help, but so few of us are willing to ask for the help. I had to ask for help, a lot of help. I didn't even go on the people mover. I just bolted. I was going faster than the people that were on the little people mover thing. That's how much. And I'm like not used to wearing a mask. So I'm hyperventilating in this mask because my heart rate's going up and I am like trying to book it to the whole other end of my terminal. And as soon as I saw the flight crew, I just said, that's my flight. Don't take off. And she said, we got you. You're not we're not leaving without you. And it was just like relaxing after that. Like, okay, I can catch my breath. So grateful. And as if that isn't enough, no hiccups getting my rental car because we'd already secured that. No hiccups checking into the hotel. What a gift to go have a beautiful night of rest. But there are other challenges that have arisen, and I'm not going to go into them. I could, but your time is precious. And I think I'm making my point clear, right? Challenges will come. And what I hope you're taking away from this is twofold. One, the challenges are going to come to test your determination, your perseverance, and they're going to cultivate these traits within you. Don't quit. Don't give up. You stay the course. If you know where you're supposed to go, then nothing should stop you from getting there. So you persevere and you keep your eyes fixed on where you need to go. And you do it with joy. You do it asking for help. Joy doesn't mean like, ha, like, you know, happy, giddy. Joy is just a presence of this is going to be fine. The presence of peace, right? But it's also not antagonistic towards people around you. It's not releasing frustration towards people who didn't even cause anything, right? That's where joy comes in. It's like, okay, I can be content and joyful and peaceful in this situation. Cultivate that. Receive kindness, ask for help, and let people know. And remember, the news is trying to make you think that this world is really full of a lot of really rotten, terrible, no good people. This world is full of people like you, people who care, people who have compassionate hearts, people who do want to do things well and want to do things right. A lot of times we simply misunderstand each other. And so their frustration can brew and cultivate. Don't let that happen. Seek to understand. People are really, really freaking awesome. And you're one of them. And I am really, truly grateful that you've taken time to listen to this. If you're on YouTube, you got to see the cool hotel room where I'm staying, or a little bit of it at least. And until next time, y'all, I'll keep you posted. Don't worry. I'm going to keep you posted on how everything turns out. You'll hear the little stories along the way, I'm sure, as always. Until next time, live big, love bigger.